Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't wait for Halloween tomorrow. What's your family going to do? We've been watching Halloween. We started from the beginning with the kids because you need, you know, an American cultural movie education. No, seriously. We've been watching stuff as a family that is referenced in popular culture. So, of course, you know, Halloween, Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah, so we watched the first one this weekend. We're going to watch the second one Halloween night since it's Friday. Looking forward to that as a family with treats. So I don't know if we're going to work our way through all of them, but definitely Halloween too. Because, you know, you should see that kind of thing. Really is the first great American horror flick. I mean, there's so many, like, devices in Halloween that were really first. And they look, you know, not particularly special today because we've seen them in so many horror movies, but, you know, themes. You know, the dumb slut always gets killed. Somebody's always got to go off on their own to check out the monster. There's always a kid or a person who sees it all happen, but no one believes them. The music, you know, cueing when the next murder is coming. So, you know, all of that stuff we see in so many horror movies because it was copied from Halloween. Where it was really, I mean, some of those things had been used before sparingly, but it was all put together in one masterpiece. So I'm kind of cool to watch it from a film noir perspective. I don't know what you're doing for Halloween, but that's our plan. Not really special, but we love to do it as a family. So we sit down and watch stuff. Part of your American cultural education, if you will. All right. Meantime, Donald Trump breaking this morning says SNAP benefits will be solved for the next month. He says, if Democrats will not do it, because they just voted again, no, they voted no, as in no, not reopening the government, not dispersing the SNAP benefits. Trump said that even though it was slated to expire on November 1st, which is Saturday, potentially ending benefits for millions of people across the country, he says, we're going to get it done. The Democrats have caused the problem, unfortunately. All they have to do is sign, and if they sign, I'll meet with them, but he says the Republicans are going to get it done. He did not give any details. So we'll see. That's breaking this morning. Meanwhile, the Trump-China, I don't even know what this is. Amazing Xi meeting, trade concessions, U.S. soybean farmers win for now. And for now, China eases rare earth control. So Trump has run all over the world after getting beaten this summer by China. He did. He got beaten this summer by China because the Democrats, China, and really Hunter Biden and the Biden family had made it so that China had a lock on rare earth minerals with the Biden Democrats, even putting rare earth, you know, the last big facility that we had for mining rare earth off limits for 20 years to help the Chinese. Donald Trump defeating the Chinese and the Democrats, but then I repeat myself, they're all the same people. And cutting rare earth minerals all over the world. So it's really kind of cool watching him. He's going from place to place to place. He's cut all these deals. Really would be nice to get Greenland, but Australia will do in a pinch. And we now have means longer term because we're going to have to develop them. We do have means to get the rare earths now. We can't get them right this moment, but we will have them long term. So what Trump's doing to China is simply saying, hey, listen, we're going to need you less and less and less long term. You're not going to control our tech. You're not going to control the world industry for rare earths. So why don't you take this opportunity to make a deal? That's what's going on right now. Trump described it as an amazing meeting. And for now, China has eased up on rare earth controls, a real turnaround from only this summer when China said, okay, no rare earths for you. Remember, Trump said he was going to cut off the 500,000 Chinese visas for the best spots in our universities because screw American kids. And China said, oh, okay, cool. We'll cut off the rare earths. And then the headlines started to run U.S. auto manufacturing to cease by July. That wasn't good. China won because the Democrats helped them build the system, most particularly the Biden family, who was, by the way, cut in for profit on a lot of these rare earth and natural gas facilities across the country. That's what Bohai Harvest did, was literally harvested the profit for doing nothing. But understanding that the U.S. was not to pursue rare earths, the U.S. was to become completely dependent on China, and the U.S., through the Biden administration, was to shut down whatever rare earth processing and mining and potential mines we had. And the Biden administration did that. It was pure evil. They should all be tried for treason, starting with Hunter Biden. They should. But that's for another day. So they just had an amazing meeting. Trump, you know, posted on Truth Social. And Beijing has agreed to suspend rare earth export controls for 1 year, giving us a little time to get some of this up and running. That's good. This won't last. It's not Trump's fault. He's doing everything he can. China's just evil. It is. Meanwhile, I can't believe in all of this that we're actually negotiating with fentanyl as a plank of the negotiation. That's not a criticism of Trump. It's just how absurd the situation has become. Trump writes on Truth Social, China has strongly stated that they will work diligently with us to stop the flow of fentanyl into our country. Cool. Oh, wow, we got power. No, they're switching to xylazine. Wait, what? Yeah, they're going to kill us a different way. More effective. So they don't care about fentanyl anymore. Why? Our labs test for it now. We can document the murders. And everywhere you go, emergency rooms, principal's offices, you know, they've got Narcan. So people aren't dying like they like. You know, police officers have it in their car. So they've come up with an exciting new alternative and they're flooding the market with it. And we're seeing the, you know, the impact of that. We just had an investigative story from the Daily Caller and was it Daily Caller? No, it was Washington Free Beacon. I'm sorry. A potential replacement for fentanyl is flooding the U.S. Yeah. They're called nitazenes. Hey, get this. Class of synthetic opioids, 43 times stronger. Where are they coming from? Well, China via Venezuela, Colombia, Cuba, and Mexico. Huh. All these places were blowing up their boats. Weird, right? We just blew up another boat. Why? Because even as Trump sits across from Xi, we're at war. This is their, for now, chosen method of execution of Americans. And we've only logged 2,000 deaths, but our labs can't even test for this stuff, most of it. And the DEA is saying, which is why we even detected it, the DEA is saying that with these nitazenes, it's very, especially xylazine, it's very hard. Basically, our Narcan doesn't affect it. So they, folks, they've only regrouped and they're coming at us harder, meaning to kill more of us. Let me tell you this to your kids. You got to have this conversation. You know, back in the 90s when you were in high school, you tried a little pot, graduated, went on with your life, never did anything special. You can't do that. You can't try pot. You can't, unless you walk it out of a drugstore, like a pharmacy. You can't take it. You can't take it because this is about to get worse. So China's only doubled down and switched tactics. They're still killing us and they have plans to kill more and Trump knows. And so that's why he's killing their drug dealers. This has only just begun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.